Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing Holiday Inn from 1942, starring Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. Some essential movie details. This film was partially remade in 1954 as White Christmas, directed by Michael Curtiz, and also starring Bing Crosby. Although not a complete remake, there are certainly some similarities between the two, such as they sing the song White Christmas, they use the same set pieces, and of course Bing Crosby is also in that film. Alright, so now let's get into my thoughts on the film itself. So the plot, I give it a 3 out of 5. I thought, like White Christmas, the main reason to watch this movie is to hear Bing Crosby sing and to watch the amazing dancing with Fred Astaire. Now, the story, I think, is secondary. The music is the real reason to watch it. I think the songs, it seems to me that the songs were written first and then the story was written around them, kind of like in White Christmas. So, yeah, I even though this won an Academy Award for original story, I think that the music is really the winner of this film. All right, in regards to the acting, I gave that a 4 out of 5. I thought Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire were incredible. They're really good and definitely the main draw, like I mentioned with the plot. They're definitely the main draw overall. You know, it's interesting seeing Fred Astaire kind of play an antagonist character. Usually he's kind of the hero of the story, but this time around it's Bing Crosby. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool, really interesting seeing that. I've only seen a couple movies with him. This will be, I think, only my second, actually, now I think about it. I've only seen him in Top Hat. So, yeah, it was interesting seeing him playing a different role than that movie. I think the actress for Linda was great, and Lila, I thought she was great, too. Though I do think there were some moments where Fred Astaire was hamming it up just a little bit too much as the villain. Especially towards the end when he's like coming up with this idea to sabotage this relationship between Bing's character Jim and Linda. I don't know. I thought he hammed it up a little bit too much in some scenes. But overall, I thought the acting was really good. So 4 out of 5. All right. In regards to directing, I gave that a 5 out of 5. I thought it was excellent. I thought the musical numbers were amazing, as were the sets and the songs all put together. Like White Christmas, these moments are the highlight and should be attributed to the director. In the case of White Christmas, it was Michael Curtiz. He was really talented with set design and all that as well. And then in this case, it was Mark Sandrich. He's known for directing several of the Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers movies, including Top Hat, The Gay Divorcee, and Shall We Dance? All right, in regards to cinematography and special effects, gave that a 5 out of 5. I thought it was incredible. Thought the musical numbers were fantastic. Thought the costumes were excellent. The camera work was really good in these moments when they're doing the different musical numbers. One of the best scenes I could think of is with Fred Astaire, and he's dancing with firecrackers popping on beat with his tap dancing. I thought that was really impressive. Really cool. Yeah, overall, it was incredible. All right, in regards to the music, I gave it a 5 out of 5. I thought it was incredible. I thought it was amazing. I thought Bing Crosby, he's definitely got one of the best voices there is. I think he's way better than Frank Sinatra. I think Frank Sinatra's a little overrated. I think Bing's a much better singer. And yeah, his talent really shines through in this movie. And that's kind of what I like about it, is they showcase the talents of both Fred and of Bing in this movie. And they're like at the peak and at the prime of their lives. It's really, really good. All right. So tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 4.4 out of 5, which I'll be rounding to a 4 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Yes, I highly recommend it, especially as a double feature with White Christmas. This movie seems to be the first attempt at the story that they would eventually go on with in White Christmas. I think they fit together perfectly. And ironically, though, this is the movie where White Christmas was originally sung, not for the movie White Christmas. So that's an interesting little tidbit there that this movie is where that actually first appeared in. And it's weird enough too that Bing Crosby is the one who sings it over and over again and that he's in both. So yeah, I highly recommend it as a double feature with White Christmas. All right, well, those are my thoughts on Holiday Inn from 1942. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure to subscribe to our Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. All right, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.